What I See by Aaron Chamberlain. A couple of months ago, I was talking to a friend about some struggles in my life. She was kind and listened to me, but after I told her everything, she asked me three questions. Are you reading your scriptures daily? I said no. Are you praying daily? I said no. She told me this was part of my problem and challenged me to read the Book of Mormon with an open heart and to pray about my questions before I read. I accepted her invitation to read and pray every day. Then she asked her third question. What do you see when you look in the mirror? I didn't know how to respond. I finally said, I see a naive, lost boy. That's what I thought I saw, but she said I was wrong. Every day for the next few weeks, I thought about that question. It bothered me that she said I was wrong. About what? I realized that I could figure it out if I had regular scripture study with meaningful prayer. It took me a while to establish a schedule where I was reading and praying on most days of the week, but I did. A few weeks later, some thoughts came to me while I was mowing the lawn. They taught me about the real person I see in the mirror. I see a young man who decided to come to this earth to face the fiercest evils and the darkest nights. I see a son of God, a child of Heavenly Father. I see a disciple of Jesus Christ, who will always help his followers. I see a young man with family and friends who will stand beside him. I may feel lost and confused sometimes, but I don't have to live life alone. Satan may try his hardest to succeed, but in the end, he will fail. And in the end, I can see myself walking up to Heavenly Father and hearing him say, "You have served me well, my son. Welcome home." When I had these thoughts, I immediately pulled out my phone and recorded what I'd felt, because I thought I'd forget by the time I found a pencil and paper. For the rest of the day, I couldn't help but smile. I told my friend what I had found out, and she was happy I had found the answer. I now understand my relationship with Heavenly Father, and know that I never have to be alone. Note: download posters. To download posters that can remind you of your relationship with God and His love for you, visit lds.org/go/love-ne2. End of the story, What I See, by Aaron Chamberlain, read by Andrew Clay.